is
137-828.
We're back from recess. First parcel of property is 201-207-0021. Mr. Scott, would you like to join us at the podium? Or Mrs. Scott?
We recently got an appraisal for the property. As the taxes were going up, we were trying to get it refinanced. And when we got the appraisal, we came in at 109 as opposed to the 137. And so that's what we're here to do.
Is that 109 even?
Yes. And I've got two copies of the appraisal here.
What was the date of the appraisal?
May 5th.
Can I see a copy of that?
Yeah.
Is that May 5th this year or May 5th of last year?
This year.
James will probably want a copy of that.
Yeah.
Our valuation date, James, is as of January 1, 11.
They don't have the ability to take a 2012 appraisal and reset the value. This is reassessment is what it is.
Okay.
You have the right to appeal.
Well, we can only reassess in odd-numbered years, right?
Just reassess during odd-numbered years. And I
The appeal process is the easy one because it doesn't cost you anything and it's done right here. And the trend, we think, I mean, who knows how they'll rule, but they'll come down and make a decision. But with an appraisal, they would probably find in your favor. Our rules for
to
BOE.
Accept, they can hardly accept an even number of your appraisal and make a change.
Right.
Unless if you'd have bought the home, something of that nature.
Or if we've misfigured square footage.
Is square footage right?
If we made an error on how the assessment was made, that is something that we can look at.
There have been improvements made to it over the past 8 years.
Right. It was back to the barn, wasn't it?
Originally.
Yeah.
I mean, we show it a little bit bigger than that, but it's hard to say exactly.
So the barn's been converted to a house?
Yeah. Originally, some folks from the East Coast somewhere had it and had stables below, living quarters above, but had never finished it. So when I bought the property, we finished the living quarters above it. And then since, half of the space below is a two-car garage, and the other half of the stables. So that's why the square footage has been up significantly.
But it just shows 2,700, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's went up significantly compared to what it was.
Really?
The living, yeah.
Because we have it at 2,880 right now, and I don't know how long it's been like that.
The living space upstairs was just a small two-bedroom.
Okay.
One bath.
So what's the appraisal saying the square footage is?
2,750? 2,752.
And that's accurate. That's according to the...
Well, we've got 2,880, so can we adjust it based on that?
I was going to ask James.
We'd have to go measure it to be consistent with what we've done on finding the base area. 150 foot at the table, basically. 150 foot at about a $6,000 change.
Oh, you're not talking the 28,000.
That's what we're talking
about. I was trying to get there. I didn't think we could get there from here, so.
But that, I hope you understand. Like I said, it's no big deal. They'll set you an appointment. You'll come down. I won't be presenting it. I'll basically say he's got his appraisal and let the hearing officer do it. I think the hearing officer will rule in your favor.
When is that?
It'll
be this fall.
It'll happen before tax day.
September-ish, you think?
October.
That's what I would recommend to do.
What will happen if this board votes to deny? You'll receive notification from Christy down here within about 7 days, and there'll be the procedure to follow will be included in that if you wish to appeal to the State Tax Commission, at which time they'll contact you. They'll set up a hearing here in Forsyth, either at this building or at the judicial facility, and then have you come, go through this. I don't think they would hear it at all if you didn't have an appraisal, but they are really big on appraisals. Mm-hmm. For those people that have done that, then they have been pretty consistent about what they do.
So if the board were to deny it now, it would be based on, you can't change anything?
Be based on, this is not a reassessment year.
It's an even numbered year, and only we can change if there was an erroneous assessment or double assessment. They're pretty restrictive on what we can make a decision on. If you bought the house and got an appraisal that was close to January 1st of 2011, they're pretty restrictive on that.
If you had not come in during reassessment year, the first of the year, James will be reassessing the properties in the county. And that would pretty much be, I think, automatic then.
He'll probably use this January 1st of next year, but... It's worth going through the appeal since it doesn't cost you anything and it's a real simple process.
The state appeal is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's not complicated.
So I guess that was my point, is if it's denied here, they're not going to frown upon that when we come in and say, no. They're going to understand it was denied here, not based on evidence, but based
actually, on they can't hear you unless it is denied here.
Right.
So there are a number of them that they have asked us just to send directly through to them, which... We do. But I agree with James.
If it's not here, we'll just say it. But it's just got us down by statute.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sure.
By September, October, with this appraisal that we have now, I mean, is there a date where this appraisal becomes not valid? Know if that would be too much time that they
could
look at that appraisal and say,
no. Your date of your appraisal was made. Right. So it makes no difference. We're valuing as of January 1st, 2012.
The only reason I would think it would become, if there's something happened to the economy where things went extremely high or extremely low, but the way things are looking like, this will be fine.
Yeah, because we'd be great if the appraisal was good.
Yeah.
We like one or the other.
Right. Yeah. So you're going to appeal because we're going to have to deny. I know you don't want to hear that, but.
If you deny it, yes, I'm going to.
Okay. And that's BOE number.
70021.
70021? Mm-hmm. Motion to deny BOE number 70021.
Is there a second?
I want to, but I will.
Second. So
Yes, I'm seconding it.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny appeal number ending in the last five numbers, 70021. Discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
In your letter, Chrissy, you send the method or the process to appeal, right?
Yes, she does.
Perfect.
Last little paragraph there.
Okay. Yeah. It's right there on exactly. Is that what you're going to send down?
It'll look just like that.
Okay. You'll get something mailed to you.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, thank you.
Sorry. Okay. Is this person going to be called? Are we calling this person?
No, they're represented by Russell Schultz.
Oh, right. Okay, Russ, you're going to represent them. Okay.
Would you like to come up to the microphone?
Sure.
Give us just a second to, oh, you've already got it on there? Let me get it on here. And we have noticed up two parcels of property.
Yeah, there's the ones owned by the National Institute of Marriage.
Okay.
And, do all you gentlemen have a copy of the case on the record? If not, we have to have a copy of
that. I don't have anything.
I would like to see one. I don't
yeah.
So I asked the judge, may I approach?
There's some new evidence.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thanks, sir.
My pleasure. Actually, I'm going to switch the channel.
Okay.
Typically, when I come to the BOE, I'm talking about valuation issues. And
I apologize, but for our record, could I get you to give your name?
I apologize. I'm Russ Shenoworth. I'm an attorney here in Branson.
Thank you.
Vernon County, Branson, Missouri. I've been doing tax appeals for 10 years. Before that, I was an attorney with the State Tax Commission for 11 years, or a real estate appraiser with the State Tax Commission for 11 years before I became an attorney. So I've been doing this a long time.
Which one?
I'm sorry?
National Institute of Marriage, the 1145.
Oh, well, I've got that as a Janet Mays SPD.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that noon.
No, it's before that. Look on your white sheet that you've got that's folded there first.
Okay.
For the 1145. You don't have the workup on it? Is that what you're looking for?
Looks like this.
That's all right.
Wouldn't want to leave you out, James.
Oh, I can read. I'll get it up there.
As I was saying, typically when I'm in front of the BOE, it's on valuation, which is subjective issues. This is not one of those times. This is a cut and dry matter. This property should be exempt. It's the National Institute of Marriage. They engage in a nonprofit charitable activities of marriage counseling with licensed psychiatrists, psychologists. And the test, if you all have your BOE workshop handout from the State Tax Commission that kind of gives instructions to the BOE, and you look on page 10, it talks about this Franciscan test, and that's what I base this entire appeal on. Starts off with the Constitution of Missouri that says that the property held for purely charitable purposes shall be exempted from taxation by general law. The general law is section 137-100, all this is on the handout, that exempts property held for purposes purely charitable and not held for private corporate profit. 137-101 defines a charitable organization and states that organizations that engage in activities, provide services, and improve the physical, mental, moral condition of an indefinite number of people are purpose purely charitable within the meaning of this chapter. And then we go to the Franciscan Tertiary Province case, which is a Supreme Court case where these folks appealed to the State Tax Commission. There's a three-pronged test, three tests that have to be made. First of all, the property must be owned and operated on a not-for-profit basis. This organization is a 501c3 organization in the Internal Revenue Code, so there's no profit. The second prong is that they actually and regularly must be used exclusively for a charitable or educational or religious purpose. Charity under the statute is defined as, quote, a gift for the benefit of an indefinite number of persons, either by bringing their hearts under the influence of education or religion, or relieving their bodies of disease, suffering, or constraint, or assisting them to establish themselves for life, erecting or maintaining public buildings or works or otherwise not. Marriage counseling provided by the National Institute of Marriage falls squarely within the definition of charity under 137. And then the third and final prong of the test is the dominant use of the property must be for the benefit of an indefinite number of persons and must directly or indirectly benefit society generally. In our case, a group of people whose only description is that they're experiencing issues in their marriage and need marriage counseling in order to preserve their marriage consists of a huge number of people, and that subset of people is an indefinite number of people. Clearly, the preservation of marriages benefits society and improves the mental and moral condition of an indefinite number of people. So, this is really a cut and dry analysis under the Franciscan test. I've got an affidavit from my client regarding the 501c3 status and the purposes of the organization, which I've provided. Does anybody have a copy of that?
Yeah, we were sharing. Okay. No, not that okay. One. The other one. We have it.
I don't think the particular one is brain surgery, and it's not subjective like the valuation. But clearly, there's a charitable organization that needs to be that exempt.
Just talk about the regulatory. I'm with you.
Was it? Ross, I got a question. Was this
last year? Was this exempt last year?
I don't believe so. I think they just realized that they were paying all these taxes, and I think we were finally getting an appeal. So yeah, I don't think it was exempt, but I don't think they appealed.
Okay.
And they came to us for the legal advice, Jim, after the books closed and after DOE first time was done.
Okay.
So we had to wait till this year.
James?
I firmly believe it's a far stretch of the imagination that it can be an exempt property. I would advise this board to send it on to the state.
I would respectfully urge the commission to not only read the BOE workshop provided by the tax commission on page.
Not only did I read it, I was present for the meeting, and the advice that they gave us directly from the state tax commission was to send all requests regarding these exemptions to the state tax commission for final decision. And I think Christy was present at that meeting, as were several others. So I have read that. I was present for the hearing, and I did receive the advice from the state tax commission individual to send them forward so that they could make the decision that, as you said, is cut and dried.
I with all respect to the commissioner, I think that it's cut and dried on a BOE level, and all that's going to do is cost my client more money to go up there and get.
They don't. It's not up there. They come down here.
I know. But I mean, up to the state level. I mean, it's going to cost them money to come and have this heard. But I would just respectfully urge taking a look at the law. I mean, at some point in time, the BOE has to decide on these things at the local level. That's what we're here at the low level. And I think we got a good group, and I think everybody's capable of making that determination. I'll take we need the state to do that.
Well, last year we had an organization come up here and want exemption status. It was the Tri-Lakes Church. And this BOE voted for James' recommendation to give them a partial exemption. I don't remember if it's 3/7 or 4/7 or 5/7.
Something like that.
And I voted against it because that booklet that said we ought to send them to the state, and I didn't think their criteria for wanting exemption measured up. This year, I'm going to be on the other side of that fence. I'm going to vote that either for or against. I think we ought to exempt them for the work they're doing. And I think precedent set this board last year that we do get involved in exemption fights. And so, although last year I voted to send it up, this year, since we do get involved in them, I'm going to vote to exempt or against non-exemption, whichever way it goes.
Does this fall under religious exemption?
Charitable.
Charitable exemption. Yet I've seen up there that they charge, but they do reduce their charge if somebody has a hard time making their payment.
That's right, and they could not survive without donors, James. They could not make it.
I don't see anything about that.
Well, I've got an affidavit that talks about that. That's just an introductory letter to the appeal.
It absolutely does not fit religious, does not fit educational, charitable, questionable.
Charity is defined as, quote, under section 137.101, a gift for the benefit of an indefinite number of persons, either by bringing their hearts under the influence of education or religion, or by relieving their bodies of disease, suffering, and constraint, assisting them to establish himself for life. Marriage counseling. Exactly what it is. This one is probably the most simple one I think I've had.
I don't believe you'll find a case in the state of Missouri.
I'll bet you the lunch is it gets up other things.
That's too much. Well, that's my only question. You just read the definition. And I'm sitting here going, yep. Doesn't fit any of it. What if you had two atheists down there? What would that fit
in? It's charitable. I'm not talking about religious. It's charitable. 137.
Well, read what charitable is again. Definitely.
All property, real and personal, actual and regularly used exclusively for religious worship, for schools and colleges, for purposes purely charitable, and not held for private or corporate profit. That's right where we're at.
Well, I believe it falls within the qualifications, and so therefore I'm going to move that we move BOE number 70026 to exempt status.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded that we.
Can you include the personal property account numbers also, please?
Is personal property something the BOE does?
Yes, I called and confirmed that with the state tax commission.
Is that what the second?
Yes, those are personal property account numbers.
What's in the personal property?
It will be their vehicles, their computer equipment, their business personal property.
Desks.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a list of that. Can I do it separately?
You can certainly do
it separately.
I want
to do it separately. I want to see what that is.
Currently, the motion on the floor is that...
Well, I just want to do a step at a time here.
To approve the appeal of BOE number ending in 0026, the National Institute of Marriage, and to declare it... What's the word I'm looking for?
Exempt.
Exempt. Discussion.
Who owns the property?
I think it's the National Institute of Marriage Inc., a non-profit or non-profit. James, I forgot.
That's what the deed says here. I mean, it's what our...
National Institute of Marriage Inc. I've got the Secretary of State printout, if y'all would like to see it.
where does the funding go if the property goes to be found and the business goes to be found for it? Who ends up with the money and the property?
Well, that question isn't before us, but I'll look. I've got the articles of incorporation here, and I'll answer that to the best of my ability.
I want that question to be put before me.
Let's answer it right now. Articles of incorporation, nonprofit organization, in the event of dissolution, all the remaining assets and property of the corporation shall, after necessary expenses thereof, be distributed to another organization exempt under IRC 501c3. It goes to another one. It's on file with Secretary of State.
I ask that this board withhold this decision until all five members are here.
There's a motion on the floor, and we are in discussion of that motion. Two questions. Number one, when it comes time to vote on this motion, I will be voting against it. The reason I'll be voting against it was upon the direct advice of the Missouri State Tax Commission. And we had earlier turned down two individuals who lost their commercial properties in Branson to a tornado based upon directions from the Missouri State Tax Commission, said we couldn't do that. I also question, secondly, if two members of this board who are not a quorum of the board can rule on this issue. And I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either.
But my assumption would be that it takes a majority of this, of the overall five-person board, to make a decision, which plays back to your comment. And the other two members may very well be in favor of the motion. I don't know. But I'm just stating where I'm at. If there is a motion on the floor, we will vote on the motion. But
I mean, I would just point out that we've been instructed also to send affordable low-income housing to all those to the State Tax Commission too, and this board voted to change its assessed value, even though we had the direct direction from the State Tax Commission to send those.
Christy, do you remember that being in the training? I was there, and you were there. The low-income housing? Same? Okay. Thank you.
May I address the board briefly?
Surely.
Commissioner Houseman, I'm looking at page 11 of the training workshop we've been talking about, and it says, if the board does not feel it has sufficient information to grant the exemption, then it should pass on the state tax. I think I've given sufficient information.
No, I appreciate that. I'm just telling you directly what they told us at the training session, that they wanted to make the decisions on a state level. That's the only reason that I have offered up the comments that I've made.
I respect that very much, Commissioner, and I'm not here getting an argument, but I believe that the BOE is independent of the State Tax Commission. The BOE does not work for the State Tax Commission. This is an independent body that has a right to make these decisions, and they're there as a sort of an appellate board for the BOE. So, I mean, this stuff really needs to be addressed, in my opinion, on a local level. I mean, this is a great case. This is the best exemption case that I've ever seen in 12 years of practicing law.
Ron, I would pose this question to you also, and Jim touched on it. What is the purpose of quorum laws if the majority of the quorum can't make a decision?
Well, the reason that everything that thus far the three of us have made, and this is the only day there have only been three of us, is because they've been unanimous in our decisions all through today.
Right.
And so we do have a quorum of the board present, which is three, and we have a quorum of the board, which is three, that has made the decisions. If two of the three are the voting is the voting number, it is not a majority of the full board. And my question was, I don't know if that works or doesn't work, Nathan.
I'm looking up under Robert's rules right now.
I would submit, again, very respectfully, that if the board has chosen to meet and vote the rest of the day, then there's no reason why I can't meet and vote today And if it doesn't, if it withholds this particular decision, then it kind of puts everything else in question that's been voted on today. I think there's sufficient numbers to get this done, and I'll shut up.
I think if it's a clear-cut case, it should make no difference either party that we wait until...
Did we schedule a time on Thursday for BOE?
We did not. You said that we could if we had to.
That'll be my last discussion item for myself. You two can discuss as much as you want, but if in fact we can move it forward to Thursday when we have a full contingent of five people present, I think that would be wise.
Ron? The quorum refers to the number present.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. I vote nay. Please make note to seek counsel's advice. And if need be, we'll reschedule for Thursday. Thank you. That was on your first. I need you to get to your second.
The personal property. I don't have a list of what the personal property is.
I just emailed Sherry. I'm trying to get a copy of the list.
Okay.
And gentlemen, I don't have a list either.
Okay.
So I think that's a good idea on that. And Commissioner Houseman, just so I'm clear, did the vote just bore to exempt the real estate?
Just real estate was okay. The only...
Understood.
2-1.
Thank you.
And we are going to do what? I'm sorry, with the personal?
What do we do with the personal? Because we've done real estate up until this point, have we not? I wanted to see what the list of. So do we need to make that decision during BOE today?
It is a BOE item.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, if we can get a list, then we can go on and come back, I guess, because.
Well, if I understand it, you're here till 1, and then we will not have a quorum of this board. And so if we can get that, if that's what's going to help him make the decision prior to 1, make sure we do that.
I told her we could use it right away, so.
Yes, till 1, sir.
And if we have cleanup items for BOE, and right now we have all of decisions on Branson Hills, and did we do Emery Point? Emerald?
Branson Hills is all that's left.
Branson Hills.
Do we want to move on to the next item and then come back when we get personal property?
Is that all right with you?
That's fine. Okay.
Jeanette Mays and Mr. Ahmed. How are you, Gary?
Good morning. Good afternoon. I don't know if
here we go.
Can I hand out a couple of things?
Absolutely.
We've only got three here.
Skeleton. Yeah, we...
I appreciate the chance to be here for under your consideration today. Appearing for Ms. Jeanette Mays. Ms. Mays is the owner of the Cascades Inn, which is a hotel located on Sheffield Hills Express. And she's here today because she's concerned about the appraiser of her property. And I had handed out a small packet. I've been able to consult pages on and I've labeled exhibits ABC through with him. And Ms. Mays thinks that her property should be assessed or appraised at approximately $3 million. as you can see on the fourth page of the area, it's assessed at $3,866,000. That's the total assessment that includes the real estate and the improvements. She thinks that would be more appropriate to be assessed at about $3 million. In comparison, I've shown the assessments of several comparable hotels in the area, and I've just printed down from the web page.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've got. The first one, Exhibit B, shows the Classics Mode, which is owned by RLS. But I believe that that is a comparable property, and its total assessment is $1,000,005.
Mm-hmm.
And continuing the comparison, Exhibit C is the property, and it's assessed at $1,008,000. Exhibit D is the Comfort Inn, and that's a really comparable property. It's assessed at $1,650,000. Exhibit E is the Barrington Hotel, and it's assessed at $2,004,000. And let me turn back to the front page. Ms. May's property is assessed at $3,866,000. So the comparisons I'm showing you are all assessed, but one which I get to assess at a lesser value. Exhibit G shows the Best Western Music Capital Inn, and that's assessed at $2,500,000. I'm rounding a little bit. Exhibit H is the Myers Hospitality in the Comfort Inn in Thousand Hills. That's assessed at $2,008,000. And on these exhibits, you'll see a little 32%. Disregard that. I was educating myself, but the assessed total is always 32% of the actual total.
For commercial values, yes.
I wasn't sure about that, so I took my little calculator. I figured I'd find somebody that had done it differently. It's 32%. Exhibit I is the Best Western Center Point Inn. That's where Montana Mike's is. That's assessed at $2,900,000. Exhibit J, the Southern Hopes Inn. That's assessed at $3.2 million. Exhibit K, Amazing Inn, used to be Magnolia Inn. That's assessed at $3.3 million. And then I've got Exhibit L in here. And it's going to be sort of reversed a little bit. Now, Exhibit L is the assessment for the Best Western Branson Towers. That's out on the end of 248 for now, that hotel has got 208 rooms. Ms. May's hotel has got 166 rooms. The tower is assessed at 2.6. And it's, in my opinion, should be assessed at more than Ms. May's.
James, look at that one. Can you just pause here? Look at the totals. Okay. Okay, my improvements is different. I got 3.9 for the improvements, 580 for the land, and it totals to less. Do you see that?
Which one?
That adds up right, but this doesn't.
Is that the same property?
That's Exhibit L. What property is that right there?
This is not Exhibit L.
Go to this property here.
That was her property.
There may be a calculation error on this. Go to this one right here.
It's like a subtraction. I see what you're talking
about. Yeah, it doesn't add up. The math doesn't add up.
Not even close.
Scroll down to the bottom. 3.9 plus 580 doesn't equal to 3.6.
Nope.
Should be 4.4, which
somebody's going to be proud of you.
It's my argument. It was Strauss that did that.
Thank you, Gary. It was you.
Strauss
is just a calculating number.
Okay.
I didn't do my percentage, so I don't know. Maybe the assessed total of the 1.164 might be 32% of what actually the
3.6.
No, I think it's 3.6.
Is it? Yeah.
Well, what we're here for today is to ask for the same sort of error from Ms. May's property. I thought it should have been, you know, I mean, it's a bigger piece of property than Ms. May's. I'm not sure that that detracts from my argument.
On all the other comparable bill, Gary, did you didn't give us the number of units.
No, sir, I don't know what the number of units are because it's not shown on the assessment sheet. I did, where I came up with 208 rooms, Exhibit N is a report that I obtained from Mr. N.D. Neal for reasons that are different reasons in here, but he shows some current sales. For example, the windmill recently sold for $1 million. It's been sold again for $1,750,000, and then the Branson Towers, and he's got it in there 200,000.
That's the one that you were saying about the 4.4 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not saying. But I tried to get some comparables from Mr. Neal, and he showed several comparables, all current sales prices. Now, one of the problems we got is that I have an appraisal of Ms. Mays' property, which I think appraises it right at $3 million. Now, the reason I didn't hand that to you today is because that appraisal was done by her lender, Ozark Mountain Bank. And they did this about less than a year ago. And Ms. Mays went to the bank and said, hey, could I borrow a copy of that appraisal so I can take it to the DOE? And they said, absolutely no problem. We just need $1,500 to buy this. Our appraisal is not sure. And one, I'm sort of offended with that response from the Ozark Mountain Bank. But two, that explains why I don't have it here because we didn't have $1,500 to buy that appraisal. But I am led to believe in this Mays business. That appraisal shows the value of the property to be right at $3
million.
She did say that.
Do you know when that was dated?
When was that appraisal done? About 6 months ago?
Was it this year or last year?
It was the end of 2011.
Okay, because we're our job as the BOE is to set value based off January 1st of 2011.
Right.
So, would that make a difference, James? It was October. Is that too late, you think?
Oh, I don't think
you're not going to like my response to what I'm fixing to say, but the board needs to deny you or we can get you in front of the state without a place.
Let me refer to Mr. Schindler.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't know whether they can legally make a new one.
I don't either.
I don't understand why not.
It's an even number of year, and they can't reassess in an even number of year. This is not reassessment.
This is the correct position.
Right, but to correct 11, we almost need to get it in front of the state.
Let me ask you a quick question. Why am I doing this today because of the DOE?
I don't know. This is an informal step. You can get an even number adjustment. But for them to do it, they're under some stipulation. They can't just say, okay, we're going to, contrary to what you heard on the last case, these guys' hands are tied by law too on this even number here.
I was trying to be a little bit funny with the last case.
But the state can make that, they can make that ruling.
So this board can't make that ruling, even though I'm requesting that, and I'm showing
We can't make it based off of that argument, this argument. What we have to look at is a few things. There's, if it was erroneous, if somehow the square footage were way off and we were just trying to get it in line because of a calculation error or something like that, or in the event that you have an appraisal that's close to the January 1st, 2011 that we could use. Now, it doesn't help you for 2011 taxes, but we could set the value for 2012. Am I saying that right?
Can this board then set the value for 2012?
We can under, like James says, very restrictive guidelines.
If I brought you that appraisal that showed $3 million that was taken last October,
I would automatically set the value for 2013, Gary. It's not something I wouldn't do. I would do it automatically. But we're under a time restraint here of what they can do as the board.
4 minutes behind you.
Mm-hmm.
4 minutes
we're
behind.
We're in 2012 tax year.
I don't want to be dense, but I'm just...
Okay, here's what it is. In fairness to everyone else that didn't show up,
Yeah. They
didn't know it was a reassessment. These guys are fixing to reassess your property if they're not careful. So everybody else knew that it was going to be reassessment by the Board of Equalization. We would have 44,000 properties in on an even number of years. So when they make a change on the valuation of your property, they're reassessing in an even number of years.
Well, let me ask you another question, if I might. She thinks that her property is currently assessed at a much greater value than it should. She would like to have that assessment reduced to 3.8 as well. How does she go about, do we need to meet in her office and ask for you to do that next year?
That would be for 2013. That would be an automatic without appraisal.
Now, what about
to get it done for this year? They need to deny you that you get in front of the state. The state might accept that appraisal. You would have better than a 50-50 shot that they would set 2012.
What I'm trying to show is, obviously, our comparables in the area that show that she's, in my opinion, overset.
And I will tell you, the state will not like that argument.
They don't like it. But they like it with an appraisal.
They would love it.
Actually, what we've seen happen, I can only speak to last year, but many years before that, when we go before the tax commission and somebody has appealed and that individual has an appraisal, and even though he's the assessor, if we don't have a certified appraisal, we don't win. I don't know how else to say that. It's just that
my appraisal wins is what you're saying.
Well, James, am I saying that
appraisal will win?
The only caveat is it's October of 11 versus January 1st of 11. That's probably the only unknown issue for the argument, and it's hard to say. I would think they'll take it, but I don't know what they'll. That's the only argument why it wouldn't get lowered at the state level.
So what I'm hearing is she should be rather than paying those amount of bank $1,500, she should be paying appraisal $1,500 to appraise its value as of the 1st of January 2011. January 1st, 2011,
and she paid an appraisal for that.
I need to back it up 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure it wasn't done from the string.
I mean, if it's
they wouldn't even show up.
Probably
would.
I mean, if it's plus or minus a few months, that's fine. But if you can, I don't know what appraisals cost. I have no idea on a commercial property, but that's what the argument's going to be if we deny, because I mean there's a fine line between reappraising, reassessing, and that's using your comparables. We would use that next year argument, but not, you know, you really can't use this argument this year.
What is the door to get to the state that you guys deny?
We deny it, and then you get a piece of paper saying this is how you. And they come here. It's a very easy process.
Within a week, Gary, Christy will send you a letter stating what the board has done, and it'll have instructions in there as to how to appeal to the state. And it's, I'm sure that he knows. Bart Ditchner would be the hearing officer that would.
There's one of them. There's several.
Well, Bart has been here most of the time.
Should I continue? Ask if this hearing be continued until I can present to you a current appraisal. New evidence to the state.
The hearing process is wide open. You can have 3 or 4 appraisals done between now and the hearing time and at the time with the state. It's all new evidence presented. It doesn't have to be presented at the BOE to carry on.
If I appeal this, do you have an idea how long it would be before I would get a hearing?
It would probably be down, it'd be January.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. They do all the.
It would be a lot longer, would it not be, if it were the reassessment year, because there's so many more to go through.
What happens there, you would pay that your taxes under
protest.
Basically under protest, and then maybe if you do it in your paper, you would get that amount back, the $800,000 or whatever.
I understand. I'm sort of hearing what's saying, but I'm going to ask this anyway. Is there a possibility of two going public?
Gary, no, not for me. I'm sorry. I would have to see the appraisal and have to be within a month or so of January 1st.
I had to.
I know you did. And that's where I'm at. Now, they may still do something, but I'm leaning toward the denial because of I can't use I understand the argument. I just can't use it.
And I would be fine if they passed the statute on your reassessment that all these folks didn't appeal because they assumed that it wasn't reassessed.
Am I asking for a corrective assessment or for a reassessment? Can I change the words on that?
When you presented all your comparables.
You know, Gary, but. Well, I shouldn't. I'll speak for me. I won't speak for the other members here of the board. There have been so many people that have come in that we would love to help, but based upon this not being a reassessment year, we have not got into that mode of reassessing property. And we know what's happened to property values. I mean, it's evident. Just we know.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying. You don't have to explain.
I know.
And I appreciate the board's hearing and your comments. But skipping that, again, I've talked to you about 2013. We just need to make a review and say, hey, we'd like you to reassess our property and look at this appraisal. That's somewhere close to any time this year.
If you're deciding to wait till 2013, I think the appraisal.
At 11:30 this morning, we denied a couple that had an appraisal and showed it to us so that they could go to the state with it. So you're not the first one that's in this boat.
Right.
I understand. I appreciate your consideration. So deny me and give me a notice of that, and I'll appeal.
According to the will of the representative, no. Motion to deny BOE number 70005.
Second.
It's been a motion made and seconded to deny BOE appeal number ending in 0005. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Did Ms. Mays go to church after?
I'm sorry?
Did Ms. Mays just change that?
We have church on Sunday.
If I'm staying in your room, you hear my wife not fussing, you turn to the door and you say, if you've got no fussing anymore, you will get a key.
Get a what?
That's what happened earlier.
You get an exemption if he says, if they come and counsel him at the door.
Thank you very much.
See you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. Work with Nikki upstairs to schedule a hearing on Thursday for cleanup of BOE matters.
Okay.
And I'm going to be bringing up and ask for a legal opinion on the one we had today. And I'm going to ask for a motion to reconsider on tornado victims.
Okay. Our next person is it's Delta Ridge Hosting LLC. It's being represented by the tax agency CBIZ. You have their contact information there.
Oh, that's what you handed me?
Yes.
And we're still waiting on the information for?
Yes.
Okay. Do we?
If it would be convenient to the commission, I could reschedule.
Are we going to be doing Thursday anyway?
It looks that way. When Stacy came in, I asked her to go and ask Sherry for the information also. So
say that again, I'm sorry.
She went and asked Sherry for the personal property information. Nathan, don't you want to see the personal property information? Or are you willing to exempt?
Well, the statute says all real and personal property, and if we're smart enough, and right, I think we are, to exempt the real,
then I'm
fine. Willing to exempt the personal.
Okay. All right, then let's just, motion to exempt personal property for National Institute of Marriage. I don't have a BOE number. It's the same
They're
BOE.
Just account numbers.
Account number 61555, 64659, 61555. Look at that twice, okay?
Yeah, there's two of them.
Okay.
I'll second that.
There is a motion to exempt account number 61555, 64659 and 61555. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Nay. Motion passes 2-1.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Delta Ridge, is that next?
Well, while you all were looking, I didn't tell him. But every motel was half the size that he brought in his comparables.
Based off of the ratios, the price is set right. I mean, I don't have Delta Ridge in my list here. Was that a reschedule?
They were a last minute addition.
Okay.
And she did not get them loaded into the system.
Okay.
You need to look at they wasn't here last year.
Delta Ridge Host, I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Delta Ridge Allen.
Where is that, Jake?
Is that across the street over here? By
CBIZ?
I remember.
If that's...
Well, she can look to see if it was... There we go. Hold on.
It's out on Schaefer Drive. It's all those...
It's in Branson?
Little houses. That there.
Okay.
Where is Schaefer Drive?
Oh, back behind, you leave off of 76 and go back through the motels, back by Queen Anne 2, Keeter Street back there. And the
oh, by the fire station, the old powered zip line area now, back behind there off of Green Mountain Drive.
Yeah.
Just got pictures. Did you click on those pictures and let's see?
That's not it.
18, 10, 2, 2, 1, 3, 6. Victorian
this
Palace.
So it's a motel that they're...
38 units.
Huh. They're, okay, hold on. Can you give me that number again? They're appraised at how much?
Did we get something on that here? no, 038, they're commercial, 2 acres, hotel, swimming pool, 1705038, okay. And what are they requesting? What's their statement?
James, get an answer for me, if you will, from the tax commission. The two members can make a decision.
Yeah, they pulled something last year.
Well, if that works, it works. I just need to know. Is that right? Okay. All right. So are we ready to call these people?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on it. All I need is a phone number. Is that it? 913?
I gave it to you right there on that sticky.
I did on a piece of paper. Thank you.
Please enter your account code.
You. Yes, this is Ron Houseman. I'm calling from the Caney County Board of Equalization.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
The person that is supposed to be doing this interview or this meeting is out of town, and he can't get through on his cell phone to your number. So he said that we could fax over the P&L statements, whatever you may need.
It's reassessment.
I tell you, we're looking at what you've sent, and it's a reassessment request. This is an even-numbered year. Reassessment takes place on the odd-numbered years.
Uh-huh.
What we can do as a Board of Equalization is deny this request and send you information, and he can appeal this to the State Tax Commission.
Okay.
And those people would come here for the hearing. I can do that. I have you on speakerphone, so the members of the board are sitting here. That's okay. Probably in your best interest is to take that on to the state.
Okay, that would be fine. If you could just send us the paperwork, we'd appreciate that.
We will do that today. That's P.O. Box 788. Donovan?
Actually, that would be to CBIZ. And we're at 11440.
In Leawood? Okay, we have that.
Oh, great.
We have that
11440 Tomahawk Creek Parkway?
Yes, sir.
In Leawood.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Look for something in the mail in about 7 days.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Motion to deny whatever that BOE wants to be. Motion to deny Delta Ridge Hosting LLC.
Second.
There is a motion to deny Delta Ridge Hosting LLC and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. 12:30. We're there. What have we got with this? Is this phone?
Cap Financial Properties. They're represented by Savage and Browning. I have them as an in-person appointment.
Good. Savage and whom?
Savage and Browning, LLC.
I know this property. What are they asking for? Exemption?
James.
No.
Reevaluation? It's a value.
He sure didn't want to go to the state. Yep. We're waiting on these folks, right?
I have them marked. They marked their form as being in person.
Okay. Gotcha.
But it's a 913 number?
Yeah, as I remember, they had to drive down here. from Overland Park, so.
Good gosh.
And they've got four or five parcels.
It's a whole.
Look at the name, that agent name.
They have three parcels. Savage and Browning is the company.
Savage and Browning is the one that has the, used to have the senior citizen four, five-story building up by, across from Branson Heights Shopping Center. The retirement center, the big building across from Branson Heights, the old Park Market.
I know where Branson Heights was.
Down toward Jimmy.
Can you look at your application again, please?
Oh, okay, I know where you're.
Do I have it?
That's that.
I do have it. They're saying this entire property is valued at $179,000?
There's three parcels.
But is that what there's, the all three combined are $179,000?
No.
Because
the first one is $17,979.74. And that would be this parcel here.
Right, which is $56,000. That's what I don't understand. Two of the parcels are listed, are appraised below the $179,000, so it makes me think that they think all three combined are $179,000.
That I do not know.
They're down here for $20,000
property. No, it's three parcels. The second one's $547,000. They're basically, if I'm reading the request properly, three parcels added up adds up to about $610,000, and they're saying it's worth
$17,000.
So the $56,000 is worth $17,000.
Well, I don't blame them for driving down there.
Do they have anything beside? Did they sell it? Is that an offer? What is that? Can you scroll up again? What is that right there? When was that dated? Did they just buy it?
It's a right to sell agreement.
Okay. Go ahead and go down. Scroll it in.
So they're listing it.
Okay. Does that count for to represent them?
It's a piece of evidence. It's what they're putting it on the market for.
But that's who's representing this property, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's no. I'm sorry. That's not it. Okay.
But this is for. Let's see what this is for. For all of them or just part?
They're not really the space. It's on the same yard.
Liquidate property. Looks like it has all three of them listed up here.
What time is the Morris people?
Street address and city of property, 627 Skyview Drive.
That's all the property combined?
Yeah. Let me just shoot me.
All right. You want to recess since we don't. Ron's not in here? We're waiting for the gentleman said he was going to be here in person at 12:30. At 12:30.